I want us to read Mark 7:37. They were completely amazed and say again and again, "Everything he does is wonderful. He even makes the deaf to hear and gives speech to those who cannot speak." Good morning, New Hope. It's so good to be here with you today. Let me welcome our online community, whether you're watching us on YouTube, Facebook, or later in the week. It's just so good that you are tuning in with us, and it's so great to see all of the beautiful faces here in the auditorium and people in the HM. It's just so good to be with you. Let me start with something that it's not part of my message. Starting Wednesday, this past Wednesday, I had hiccups nonstop. Didn't sleep Wednesday, didn't sleep Thursday. Friday, I went to the ER trying to figure out what's happening, and they recommended me some medication. They gave it to me, and I took it. Didn't work. Yesterday, I'm having hiccups still, and I was able to take some medication that my wife gave me. So far, it's kind of working. Woke up this morning with 3 hiccups. So if you hear a hiccup coming up right now, you know now. You've been warned. I'm okay. I forgot my water, but I don't need it, so we'll make it through it. So that's kind of my battle right now. I'm dealing with hiccups for 4 days now. So welcome to our week 7 of our Encounter series. And over these past weeks, we explore real stories of people that encounter Jesus, and they walk away forever changed. Each moment was personal. We just saw this man speak. That was personal. Each encounter was unforgettable. This man will never forget what Jesus did for him. And church, these are not just stories from the past. They are windows into how Jesus still meets us today. So whether you are exploring faith, returning after a long time, or you've been walking with Jesus for so many years, I want to tell you this. Jesus is still present, and we can still encounter him today. And he is amazing. Do you believe that? Our Jesus Christ is amazing. We just saw this awesome clip that shows how amazing he is. And let me give you some facts. There's some scholars that say that Jesus performed over 37 miracles while he was still alive in his 3 years of ministry. Now, the Bible doesn't give us an exact number, but the scholars got this information based on how they read the Gospels, the biographies of Jesus. But I personally will challenge the scholars. Based on this verse, John 21:25, it says this: Jesus also did many other things. If they were all written down, I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that would be written. So he did so many things that there's many books will be written, and it's hard to keep up with. How amazing is that? Now let's add 2,000 years to that. Let's add from the time he was present till now, how many miracles he has done. In my own life, I've seen Jesus do so many incredible things that it's hard to keep track of them. I will share you one though. Marrying my beautiful wife, Joanna, the blessing of my life. Before I met Joanna, I used to say to myself, I'm always going to be single. I'm going to be the next Paul. The single guy, the next Paul. And God was like, no way, Jose, not you. Not you. And brought me one of his beautiful angels in the world, which is my wife, Joanna. That's amazing. And if you are a fully devoted follower of Christ, you have your own stories of how amazing Jesus is. Your own wow moments. And you say, Jesus is amazing. And if you are new with us today, maybe you were driving down Ox Row or I-23, and you saw that new sign of New Hope, you're like, I want to go check that church out. Let me tell you this. Jesus is amazing. Jesus is good. And Jesus is present, and he's here with us. But here's the tension. What happens when the amazing doesn't happen? what happens when you get that phone call with that bad news? What happens when you pray and all you hear is silence? And maybe that's you today. Maybe you'll be asking God for something, praying for something, hoping for something, waiting for something, and all you are met with is silence. Just like the room feels right now. It feels like heaven is quiet, like your prayers are just bouncing around off the ceiling. And then you watch this clip, and part of you is thinking, if God did that for them, why not me? You're probably saying to yourself, I've done everything. I go to church. I pray. I worship. Nothing's changing. And you're starting to wonder, God, are you even listening to me? And maybe you came to New Hope as your last resort, hoping for something, anything to give you a reason to keep believing. And if that's where you are, I want you to hear this. Jesus is still amazing. And sometimes he shows himself even louder in the silence. In the waiting, he shows himself. In the moments when everything in you wants to give up, Jesus is more amazing, and he often shows himself even louder in those very moments. There are moments, and let me rewrite this again. There are moments when everything in you wants to give up, and Jesus is more amazing, and he often shows himself even louder in those very moments. So this morning, I want to give you three verses from three different parts of the Bible that I pray and I know that will encourage you to keep holding on Jesus, to keep trusting on Jesus, or to come to Jesus. That even when you are dealing with that battle, with that situation, with that stress, I know that these three verses will keep you moving forward. So let's do our first one. Matthew 11:28 to 30, it says this. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. So as we read this, Jesus is giving us an invitation to come to him. To come to Jesus. He wants to carry your burdens. He wants to carry your pain. And even in the silence that you are feeling right now, he's still there. He's still present. But it starts with this. Jesus is amazing, but to experience him, you first need to come to him. We just saw the clip. Who came to Jesus first? Him, the man, the child, they came to Jesus first. So coming to Jesus is not just knowing about Jesus. The whole world knows about Jesus. It's not just being around with people who follow him. No, it's not just about that. It's coming to him personally, having a personal relationship with Jesus. So coming to Jesus means laying down the weight you've been trying to carry on your own. It's laying down that weight, admitting that you are tired, confused, hurting, or that you're just done of trying to fix it all yourself. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes we don't like to admit. We like to fix. But Jesus is telling us to come to him and just surrender everything to him. And church, and as I'm reading this and processing this in my own head, I've been thinking this, Lord, why do I have hiccups for 4 days? I have to preach today. Why do I have to deal with this, Lord? Hear me. I've done everything. I've done everything TikTok tells me to do. Okay? Peanut butter, sugar, water upside down. You name it, I've done it. Breathing. I've done all the types of breathing with my diaphragm. I done it. My throat hurts. My chest hurts. I didn't even knew this was a muscle. I mean, it's just how bad it is. I'm telling God, why? I'm preaching your word. I'm trying to fix it myself. I went to the ER. The ER didn't help that time. So yesterday at 7 p.m., I told my wife, babe, I done my part. If I'm going to come today and preach the word of God with hiccups, I'll do it. And in fact, I practiced this sermon 3 times yesterday with hiccups. I went to my barber yesterday. That was an experience. He's trying to shave me with hiccups, and he's trying to time it. And he did a great job, no cuts. And I'm telling God, I need to come preach today. How? So I woke up this morning, afraid, 3 hiccups only. My wife texts me before the 9 a.m. service, and she's like, how's it going? It's going great. Let's not jinx it. It's good. But I had to just surrender to God. Here you go, God. Here you go. Take it. And if it comes back, long as it comes back after 12, I'm okay. I just want to share his message. And sometimes it's hard for us to do that. We have to admit. We have to take that step of faith, even when you are not sure what will happen next. Jesus isn't looking for perfect people. He's looking for willing people. Are you willing to come to him? Are you willing to surrender to him? Are you willing to just take it all, Jesus? Here we go. Take it all. Are you willing to be humble enough to say, I need help. I need rest. I need you. Are you willing to do that? Because I know that once you do that, and once you surrender, man, Jesus will meet you with no judgment, but with grace, rest, and love. But it starts by you coming to him first. Coming, but really coming to him. Really surrendering everything to him. There's a psalm that reminds us and reminds me of how amazing Jesus is. So this is going to be my second verse for you. So if you are new with us today, a psalm is like a poem, or like poems or songs. And many of those psalms are written in moments of deep emotion, struggle, and also in moments of prayer. This one, this psalm that we are going to read is written by King David, a man after God's own heart, but also a man who knew real pain. David faced betrayal. He was hunted. He experienced fear. He was heartbroken, and he also experienced loss. He lost friends, loved ones, and even a child. So these psalms that we're about to read, he didn't write these words based on comfort. He wrote them from experience, from waiting, from grief. And he starts these psalms, the first part is 90 screens, but he starts with a declaration. He says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? That's how he starts, with declaring, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? And then I want us to focus on the last part of this sermon, of this chapter, and this is what he says. I believe that I should look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. David starts by saying, I believe. I believe something's coming. And I will wait for that something. But here's the thing about us. We don't like to wait. Just think of it. We go to a restaurant, and if our waiter doesn't come in the first 3 minutes, we are, hey, waiter, I done that before. I've been that person. We just don't like to wait. I'm the guy who, before he goes to the movies, he already knows the end of the movie. Because I don't want to wait. I just want to see it now and get it done. We don't like to wait. But Jesus, in this moment, he is telling us to wait. And that's what David's saying. I will wait on the Lord. And that takes faith. That takes courage. And that takes waiting. But waiting doesn't mean doing nothing. Waiting doesn't mean doing nothing. Waiting means trusting that even if you don't see the answer right away, God is still at work. It's trusting that if you don't see the answer at that moment, it's okay because you know God is still at work. That's what waiting means. That's what waiting means on God. Jesus is amazing, and sometimes the most powerful way he shows that is on the waiting. Jesus is amazing, and sometimes the most powerful way he shows that is in the waiting. So don't run. Don't give up. Don't try to force something on your own. Wait on the Lord. Believe on the Lord. Come to the Lord. Be strong. Be brave. Be courageous. Your confidence is not in the outcome. It should be in him. That's where your confidence should be at. It should be in Jesus. Church, Jesus is amazing. But to truly experience him, we need to come to him, wait on him, and finally, we must not give up on him. Don't give up. Because there will be times in your life when your faith will be tested. There will be challenges in your life. There will be times where the silence feels so heavy on you. There will be times where the waiting stretches so long that you are about to pop and you just want to pop. But you can't because Jesus is not done. There'll be times where you are doing everything right and nothing's changing still. And that's when you need to wait on the Lord because it's easy to quit praying. It's easy to walk away. It's easy to say, it's not working. The church life is not working. I try it. It's not for me. No, that's when we need to lean more to him and trust him. And this is my third verse for you. Galatians 6:9. This is what it says. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, he will reap a harvest of blessings. If we don't, let's do it together. If we don't, give up. Church, that's a promise. It's not a maybe. It's a promise. But just at the right time. Just at the right time. And here's the thing. It's not my time. It's God's time. And I know that could be frustrating sometimes. But don't give up. Jesus is amazing. Not because of what he can do. But because of who he is in the waiting. Who he is in the waiting. He wants to walk with you. He wants to strengthen you. He reminds you that your story isn't over. And even when you feel stuck in the middle of it, he still has something for you and he's making you stronger. Even when we are lost, even when you are broken or far, far away from him, guess what? He came to die for you and rose on the third day and showed the world that he is God, the Son of God, and he gave us a new life. That's how much he cares and loves you. So don't give up. Even when it's hard, even when it hurts, even when you feel like you are running on empty, Jesus is amazing and he is not finished with you yet. He's not done with you yet. He has a beautiful plan for you, for your life, for your family, at your work. He's not done with you yet. We just saw that crowds came to Jesus with broken bodies, with deeper wounds, and he welcomed them all. He didn't just heal what was hurting. Jesus revived hope. Jesus brought hope. And maybe that's you today. Maybe you need to hear that there is hope. And hope has a name. And the name is Jesus Christ. Hope has a name and it's Jesus Christ. This encounter reminds us that Jesus is still amazing. Not just because of the miracles he did back then, but because he's still present today and he still meets you in your pain. He still meets you in your hurt. He's still there. So if you are tired, If you are hurting, if you've been waiting for something to change, don't give up. Don't give up. Jesus is present. He's right there beside you. That same Jesus that welcomed that man when the disciples didn't want him to come, that same Jesus is welcoming you right now. I get it. Sometimes it's easier said than done, right? It's easier said than done. The pain's still there. The hurt is still there. It's easy for me to say it. But church, 2 weeks ago, my wife had a surgery. And she was scared. This is her second surgery from the first one, from part one. And part one of her surgery was in November. And that surgery was really awful for her. Really bad. She had a bad experience. It was just the worst. So this time, 2 Fridays ago, she's nervous. She's scared. And before we left the house, we gathered together. We pray, and we pray for God's peace. And the surgeons do the great job, and everything goes smooth. So we go to the hospital at 8 a.m. And you know the hospital likes to get you early. They don't do surgery until 3 hours later, building that tension up on you. You know how that is. So we're right there waiting. She's all wired up. 3 hours pass. The doctor comes in, who's going to take her to the back, and she starts crying. I don't want to go. I'm her husband. What's my job is to protect. I wanted to just be like, no, she's not going. I'm stepping in there for her. But I know she had to go. I felt helpless. I felt that I couldn't do anything. So what did I do? As she was crying, I just prayed and whispered a small prayer as she was walking out. I'm like, God, I'm giving you my wife. There she goes. She's. I will wait. I trust you. It's going to be great. I know she's scared, but I know she's in good hands. Yes, I could be a macho man and be like, no one's touching my wife. I'm taking her with me. But she needs that. She needs that surgery. She needs it. So when she woke up, the doctor came up to me. Before she woke up, the doctor came up to me. She's like, everything went smooth. No complications. Everything went good. So the first thing Joanna did when she woke up, she told me this. God, answer my prayer. I feel great. I feel good. So good that she was bossing around already. And we gave thanks to God. I said, God, thank you. Thank you. But then that got me thinking, and this is Yayo's mind, how he works. God, if you answer this prayer, why you didn't answer November's prayer? I'm being honest. I'm just straight shooting like it is. What happens between this one and last one? And as I was praying and thinking, I came to this understanding. God did answer the prayer. Not just the way I wanted it, but the way it needed to happen. She got to go through that pain. She had to go through that struggle. Even though you hurt back then, she had to go through it. And thanks to that pain, to that struggle, my wife is going to live hopefully over 100 years. But that pain, she had to go through it. That at the same time, just think of your child. When your child gets hurt, what's the first thing you do? You go there, you rub on him, and you put alcohol. Does that hurt? That's hurt. And you see the child screaming. I was the one screaming, and just it's painful, but we know it's going to help at the long term. So, church, don't give up. Trust God. Trust Jesus. Come to him. Wait on him. And do not give up, even when it gets hard. Yes, when I had cancer, I wanted to give up 2 years ago. But I trusted. And I'm good. I feel great. Yes, I got hiccups, but that's better than the other thing. But I feel great. God is still amazing. God still cares. He's still there. He's still good. And I had to go through all that pain so hopefully I can live longer with my wife and be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ and use my cancer and use Joanna's surgery to bring people to Jesus. That man, Jesus told him, don't tell anyone. If you continue reading, what did he do? Man, he went there to everyone. He wasn't quiet. That's your story. Your story can be the same if you trust him, if you come to him, if you believe in him, if you wait on him, and if you don't give up, Jesus will do miracles in your life, even when it's hard, even when you don't know what else to do. Keep believing, keep trusting. And let me tell you this, Jesus is amazing. Jesus is good. Don't give up. Don't give up. Every encounter with Jesus has the power to amaze and transform. Do you believe that? I do. I believe that every time I encounter Jesus, he does something. Even when I don't understand it, even when I don't get it, I know he's working something. Just like he did for my wife. And it was so beautiful to see her first words, "Jesus, answer my prayer." I was like, amen. Amen, sister. That's what I told her, amen. But going back to my November, God answered. Sometimes pain is part of the answer. But pain sometimes is needed. And it's okay. He's still there. He's still present. So there's three things. You need to come to Jesus. You need to wait on Jesus. And don't give up on Jesus. And trust me, I know in my own experience that he will show up even better than how you imagine. Even better. I was talking to a friend earlier and I was like, man, I'm thankful for these hiccups right now. Because God is using them. I haven't had them since I've been at New Hope. And I'm going to stay here at New Hope the rest of the day. But I wonder, why did God allow that to happen? And maybe God is testing me right now. Not testing, but challenging me. Do you trust me? And Lord, I do trust you. I trust you because right now I'm speaking his word. I'm sharing Jesus to all of you that God is amazing. And he does incredible things when you trust him, when you come to him, when you wait on him, when you don't give up on him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for being so amazing. Thank you for being great, awesome. Abba, Lord, you are, we love you, Father. And Lord, today I pray for that person who's dealing with a struggle right now. I pray that you can comfort him. Him or her, and show them that you are present, that you are there, that you are working on them. Lord, thank you for being who you are. Amazing. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, church.